Actually, the main theme of his speech was that he is asking all the people of Sudan to go for a national dialogue and to reconciliation, and even those who are carrying the weapons, he's asking them to join for this dialogue, for the political reforms, financial reforms, and fighting or alleviation of poverty. The more actually evident that all the opposition leaders attended his speech, and they are welcoming this call, and I think a platform will be formed, and this national dialogue will start. The most important thing that is everybody is feeling that is this call is genuine, and the government is going actually to give attention to what is, this dialogue will come out with it. Most probably, it will we will have a roadmap. After we agree about all this, including the agreement about the coming constitution and elections, and maybe we'll be on top of that, transitional government will be formed to carry out and to implement what the people are going to agree with.
Dr. Bilal, you said that President Bashir's speech is a genuine one. I was talking to a member of the opposition who thinks that this is all window dressing intended for the re-election of President Bashir.
No, actually, he is not interested in the re-election. The most important thing that we are in the coming very few days, the people will either make sure that this invitation is a genuine one, or it will be like one which we said before. I'm very close to what is going on. I think this time the invitation and the call is genuine.